What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. I've got Buddy Rushing, a decorated combat veteran, owner and founder of White Feather Investments, and a man on a mission to help more veterans, more police officers, more firefighters, any man or woman who has laid their life on the line, that has fought and sacrificed to protect all of the amazing freedoms that we enjoy today. His mission is to help them unlock financial freedom, and ultimately through real estate investing. This guy is a creative finance specialist, and you're going to hear very specifically some strategies and some scenarios and some case studies, and him and I sharing certain deals that we've done with subject twos and all-inclusive trust deeds and many other cool stories of people who weren't looking for a handout but needed a hand up. So many of these individuals who sacrifice so much don't get the support, the tools, the resources, have the community, the accountability around them in those seasons of service and post after serving. And Buddy is the one who is obsessed with his community, his amazing team on bridging that gap. He really started helping his Marine friends invest in rental properties. And then it grew into, obviously, White Feather Investments and the amazing community that they have today. And you're going to hear some stories of people unlocking, achieving financial freedom within 2 months, which, again, is not very common. And I wouldn't say is the standard of expectation that most people should have. Buddy and I share about our decade-long journey to unlocking financial freedom and wealth, and the different paths that are out there based on what it is that you're looking to unlock and achieve. With real estate deals worth almost $250 million under his belt, you know, his resume will speak for itself, and you'll see and hear some of the amazing acumen, experience, insights, strategies that he and his community are using when it comes to investing. His is specifically in single family real estate and small multis. So you're going to get some great insight on that perspective. I talk a little bit about commercial, but overall, just talking about the habits, the lessons from the military, the discipline, things that individuals, civilians, you don't just have to be, you know, someone from the service to take some of those teachings, take some of that mindset. And of course, we talk a lot of tactics and present day strategy of what's working, what's not, and how you can pair and tie all of those things together to unlock for more financial freedom, financial independence, right? And making a difference in your life and those around you. So today was a very fun and exciting episode. Buddy's a great dude, super passionate, super energized, and he brings some great value for all of you guys that are out there looking to build wealth on your path to a million and beyond. So without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode with Buddy Rushing. Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started. Welcome into the show, brother. How we doing?
Great. Doing awesome. I'm all hopped up on via energy drink, so I'm fired up and ready to go.
I love it. Yeah, when you're rocking on podcasts all day, man, you got to keep that energy high. Yeah. You and I were just chatting before the show here, and Well, I know a lot of people are going to want to understand, you know, all of the expertise that comes, you know, from your world in terms of real estate investing. I know that you've got a lot of great stories and, you know, inspiration that whether it's a new investor, seasoned business owner, entrepreneur, it's usually always the stories that spark some level of inspiration. So I'm excited to dig in with you today. That being said, man, how is everything going in your world first and foremost to kick off 2024?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, it's wild because, 2023, at the beginning of 2023, I remember sitting down and really like doing a lot of thought and a lot of prayer and basically trying to see like, you know, what should the focus of the year be? Because in the past, it had been transactional. It had been like, let's do more deals. Let's do this. Let's build financial freedom and so on. Well, to a great degree, by the beginning of 2023, my family had built financial freedom. And so it was, okay, you know, Tony Robbins says you can only make so much money and then you have to start making a difference if you want your life to have meaning. And so I'm like, okay, that's not just a bumper sticker. Let's take that to heart and see what it means. So what is it that I should really be doing? Right. If our mission and the mission of White Feather is to help military and veterans build financial freedom so they can live the American dream they fought to protect, if that's more than just words, if I really mean that, then, bro, you know, I'm barely scratching the surface. Right. There's 600 people in White Feather over 7 years of us building it together. Only 600. There's 16.5 million veterans in this country. So if I'm serious about it, then this can't just be a closed club anymore. I have to be able to take this to a much larger group. And as you, I'm sure, are well aware, when you're building and growing and scaling a community like that, one, it should or probably has to be free. And two, if you're going to really reach scale, you know, you can't charge for it, right? And so it has to be free and it's going to take a lot of work. And what do those two things combined mean? You're going to lose money. Right. It is not going to be as profitable as if you just focused on doing deals or putting people through paid courses or whatever. And that's a very like legit. So I was sitting there and I was like, man, OK, so am I OK with having like one of the smallest years ever from a financial perspective, but focusing on something that I'm passionate about that I think needs to happen? And we made the decision. We were like, yes, this is going to be a down year financially, but we're going to grow the community and we're going to build this thing. And, you know, I felt like God was calling me to focus on that because the impact would be greater. And it also, it's kind of scary and it takes some humility to say, okay, this year is not going to be about me and our growth, but it's rather going to be about the impact we can make. And I believe that if you take chances like that and you feel like it's for the right reasons, that you'll be rewarded for it. That's just a belief that I have. Doesn't always work, but that's a belief that I choose to have. And wouldn't you know it, 2023 was the biggest two deals that we've ever done in the history of White Feather. They just happened, you know, one of them was both of them were portfolio deals and they just fell into our lap. And it ended up being not only a year that we grew another 1,000 people into this community, this free community we have called Veterans for Financial Freedom, but we also made more money than we've ever had in a single year. And so in the beginning of 2024, right, and I give complete glory to God for that because that was not me. I was not looking for those deals. I didn't, right? They just fell into our lap. And so beginning of 2024, it's like, okay, what's the focus going to be? And it has everything to do with we want to grow our community from 1,000 to 5,000. This is the free community, from 1,000 to 5,000 this year. And how we do that when I have absolutely no idea how to build a social media following or how to do marketing or any of this stuff. I've hired people to try to help me, but I have no clue what I'm doing. I've made so many mistakes in the past 6 months and I'm out here swinging away, trying to figure it out, man. But that's, you know, Maddie, that's the focus this year so far.
Beautiful, brother. It's amazing when you fall into that vein of passion, what becomes possible. Especially when you show up and work your ass off towards it every single day. But I think there was a key milestone in there that really allowed you to double down and burn the boats in 10X, which was being in a position of financial stability and financial freedom. Yes. Talk a little bit more about how long did it take you guys, you know, to get there? And what did that journey look like for you, for those that are striving towards it themselves? And I know everybody's got a little bit of a different milestone that they're trying to hit based on their circumstances and timeline, but what did it look like for you guys?
Yeah, it was, people look at, you know, the last 3 years of our life and they say, man, you guys, like, it's been so crazy, right? You guys have made millions of dollars and you've done all of this other stuff and you're financially free, traveling the world, took a 3-month vacation through Central America and all of this other stuff. And they're like, this, well, that's amazing, right? Like, it's all happening so fast for you. And I'm like, bro, rewind 12 years before that. And that's the start.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, it took 12 years of studying, of going, paying for courses, of like doing a single deal at a time, learning how to do a BRRRR deal, learning how to do trusted investing, joint venture, self-directing IRA, figuring out how to do seller financing, creative acquisitions, all of this stuff, just learning and trying to do it piece by piece, bit by bit, not even close to financial freedom, not even in the ballpark. I remember after 5 years, we had bought 5 properties, which sounds great, right? Except these are $65,000 properties in 29 Palms, right? So, you know, people are like, you have 5 properties? And I'm like, don't get excited. Each one of them has like 15 grand of equity. So it's a total of like 70 grand of total equity. Now, I grew up on welfare. So like to me, 70 grand was a lot. But in the scheme of things, especially in California, 70 grand is not going to do anything for you. And so I had, and amongst those 5, bear in mind, like the cash flow for each of those little baby properties was maybe $200 a month of net cash flow. So 5 properties and I'm making $1,000 a month. Right. And so that was after 5 years, by the way. So, you know, it gradually got a little faster after that, but we really didn't hit our first milestone of like, call it, you have different milestones, right? For us, financial freedom started as 10 grand a month of passive income, right? 10 grand a month of passive income. And okay, now I can work or not work or whatever and live a modest life and everything. And so it took like 12 years to hit that. But what I will tell you is the reason it took us so long is because we did not have a network of people that could facilitate anything faster for us. And I mean, we tried, but it took a long time. Of just networking, trying to meet people and everything. We couldn't have a network we could plug into. And then the knowledge was very sporadic. It wasn't like I took several courses and I had bigger pockets and all that stuff, but there's so much information now that it's almost a disservice because you can't like go on YouTube or go online or whatever and be like, hey, what's the best investment strategy? And then watch like a week of videos and you'd be more confused than you were at the beginning because there's so much information. And so We didn't have consolidated information and we didn't have a ready built network. We took a lot of action, but that's why it took us so long. But I will tell you 2 things. One, you can go much faster now if you plug into the right network and you take action with, you know, the right people. 2, at 12 years, we hit our first milestone. And then at a year later, we hit our second milestone, which was $1 million, millionaire, right? And then a year later, we doubled that, right? And you've seen how this works too, right? And that's whatever, right? So it's like 12 years of almost nothing. And then, boom, it's almost like this flood. And when the pandemic hit, we had a lot of properties that we had bought over the years. And when the pandemic hit, it poured fuel on the appreciation fire. And so our equity stake doubled in a year with us doing nothing because we were holding rental real estate. And so, you know, I never knew this in the decade plus leading up to it where we were working really hard and making very little money. But then in that year, we worked very little and made a lot of money. And that's the way it works.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I can relate.
For those that are listening.
Yeah. Go ahead and finish your thought there.
I was just going to say, for those listening that are maybe in that 12-year grind, like continued faith in action. Keep the faith. Keep your priorities straight and your mission straight and continue to take consistent action because eventually the dam will break and it's positioning yourself in the right place for when that does happen. And yeah, man, your first million is very, very hard to make. Your second million is almost ridiculously easy.
Yeah. I can relate so, in so many ways on the path to getting to where you've been at today, obviously you've learned so many things. What do you say to the person that's, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years behind you? Based on the lessons you've learned, what would be some of the things you would have done differently to accelerate getting to where you're at today?
Yeah, man, I wouldn't have worked so much on my own. Like, I did everything myself. When I say I mean we, my wife and I. I mean, we had one guy that was a private money lender that worked with us on a deal. But other than that, it was save up money, get bank financing, burr deal this house, like renovate, refinance, and so on, to get our money back out. Self-direct our IRA, but you have to have enough money in your IRA to self-direct it. And it was just so slow because we didn't work with anybody. We didn't have, here's what I would tell you. All of the resources that you need to build financial freedom as fast as you want to build it are around you. They're all around you. You just have to find people that you can trust that share your vision and tap into the resources they bring. Right? So if you don't have enough capital, man, capital is the easiest thing. Everybody, the number one sort of excuse people have for why they don't get started investing in real estate is I don't have enough money. You and I both know that is the last thing in the world. There's way too much money than you could ever tap into to possibly spend. There's not enough deals to spend all the money that's around you in retirement accounts, in mutual funds that are underperforming, in savings accounts. Like, if you have a network of people that trust you, the capital is endless. Endless. So what about experience? I don't have enough experience. Well, I promise you, like, if there are people around you that have the experience that you need, and they don't want to go hunt for deals because they've already worked really hard and they just want to throw their capital and maybe their know-how at something. They want to structure the deal together. Those two deals I talked about last year where, you know, one of them was a $5 million deal. The other was a $6 million deal. The person who brought it, the first deal, he was like, I don't have, it's $5 million for his portfolio of properties in Florida. Like, they want cash. Like, I made a cash offer, right? And so I don't have $5 million. How do you do that? And I was like, well, what's cool is these are phenomenal deals. They're at like $160,000 discount per unit. It's crazy good. So I know for a fact that there are tons of investors in our network that would want these deals. So why don't we go to the network, pull together a Zoom call, see who's interested. And people came out of the woodworks. They were like, I'm in, right? And they were like, why don't you let us give you a $50,000 wholesale per unit? And there were 11 of these. $50,000 wholesale per unit. And then you let us take each, you know, property at $100,000 discount. Great deal for everybody all around, right?
Win-win.
And so we ended up doing exactly that. It's called the Ocean's 11 deal because it was on Ocean Circle in Florida. And it's on my YouTube and Instagram. You can see there's a guy named Justin Lotvy that executed it. He and I split it 50-50. He made almost $300,000 in 2 months using none of his own money. But he didn't have the capital. He didn't have the expertise. He didn't have anything. But I did through my relationship with the network. But I'd never heard of this place. I didn't negotiate the deal. I did not have this deal was not real in my world without him. And this deal in his world was not executable without me.
Yeah.
But he used none of his own money. And so the answer, what I would say to anybody that's out there that's like, man, I'm slogging through this and I really want to accelerate it. You've got to surround yourself with the people that have all the natural resources in the world that you need. And you can just bring action and integrity to the table. And you can go as fast as you want. He, by the way, the end of that story is right after we did that deal, he quit his job and he went into business for himself. So now he works out of his home with his wife and kids. And he's a business owner now. That's how fast it can happen. Now, you know, probably won't happen for you in 2 months like it did Justin, but it can.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I remember I worked for, back in 2010 when I got out of college, I worked for a house flipper for free for a full year. And I saw how much money he was making just by being in proximity to him, the conversations, the projects. It started to unlock a belief that I totally could do this myself as well. And to tie into what your belief around, money and capital. I remember one of my first mentors told me, if you find a great deal and it's really a great deal, the money will find its way to the deal.
Yes.
Like there's never, like you said, you know, a scarcity of money when it comes to great deals that produce great returns that have, you know, mitigated risk along the way. So that was a perfect example, right? But if I didn't have proximity to some of those people in that network, I would have never gotten my first deal done because I was 21. I ended up netting, I think, $106,000 on that flip. I funded it with 100% of other people's money, paid them off, and that was still what was left over for me. And that was just the big aha moment of going,
at a 21-year-old, okay, you made $100,000?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was my first.
When I was 21, I couldn't even imagine that much money.
And at that time, you know, I was still living at home with my parents. I was in debt, you know, at that time. So it was that, yeah, but it was, yeah, that, it was that aha moment that said, okay, I can do this, right? Yes. Is I can figure out how to go find opportunity. And even in the beginning, I always tell people it's better to own a slice of a watermelon than 100% of nothing. So if you can cut other people in, you can partner, right? You can find those win-wins. There's so many different ways to create opportunity if it's a real opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And there's more of opportunity. There is more capability to find real opportunities now from your phone or from your laptop than ever. Maybe you, how old are you? You're in your 20s still, probably?
No, I'm 35.
30s?
Yeah.
35. Okay. Okay. So you're closer to my age. So you probably remember driving for dollars and door knocking.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like
bandit signs.
You know, all the old school stuff. Yeah. Bandit signs. Yeah. Call them bandit signs because you're not, you got to act like a bandit because they're not technically legal. So you got to go out at midnight. I don't know if you've ever done this. I did.
Oh, I was doing it at 3-4 in the morning.
3-4 in the morning. Right. And you have to do it. I think the street sweepers come in on like Friday or Saturday. So you got to do it the day after. So you get a full week of exposure.
I had one of those big, long, like broom looking things that you throw the sign in and it's got a stapler at the top of it. And I was smacking them up against.
Because if you put them up high enough, they won't.
They
go
couldn't
get
them.
Oh, man, I remember. Oh, God.
So but what are some of the ways that you're finding deal flow now? You talked about your phone, right? We've talked about how lead generation goes in cycles. I remember when I was crushing it with direct mail, and then all of a sudden direct mail became crazy oversaturated. And at the same time, the market was just so hot that sellers, you know, could sniff and come across 5 overpriced offers. Whereas, you know, 5 years prior to that, it was like, who's going to buy my deal? I got to go, you know, really talk with these people. So what are some of the ways that you are historically have found deals that are still working today? And maybe what are some of the ways that you and people in your community are finding deals in today's current climate?
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desks, creators of the best office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. Visit upliftdesk.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. And if you sit all day while you work and you've never tried a desk that can transition between sitting and standing, this is a complete game changer for you. My standing desk is by Uplift Desk. It's what I use every day to record the show, to do my office work. And I gotta say, the transition from sitting all day to standing while I work at various times throughout the day has really made a noticeable difference. When I'm standing, I notice that my energy is up. I'm way more focused and productive. I'm an alert, and I even have a little standing treadmill under my desk now, which allows me to get some extra steps in while plugging away on calls and work. It keeps the blood flowing throughout the day, which we all know can reduce all types of inflammation, different health risks, repetitive strain. And I noticed that my posture has drastically improved since switching to Uplift Desk as well, because I'm not hunched over a computer all day. And while there's a lot of options out there, the reason I chose Uplift Desk is because of the quality. It doesn't wobble, it's completely stable, it's built to last. And you can tell based on the materials that they use, and they are customizable too. Uplift Desk lets you build your custom dream desk by choosing from over 100 desktop choices and hundreds of accessories, so you can build the perfect workspace for yourself using their fun-to-use desk configurator. Now, once you have your desk designed and ordered, they ship the same day. You get free shipping. They do free returns with free return shipping. And the best part is they have an industry-leading 15-year warranty that covers the complete desk, which to me was a big deal. And it shows that they stand behind their product. Now, to get yours, go to upliftdesk.com/mindcast for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/mindcast to get 5% off your entire order.
Yeah. Wow. Man, you're so right when you talk about cycles. because I started with direct mail. I started with like postcards. And my niche is military, right? So I was in the Marine Corps. And so my whole niche is, military and service members and veterans. And so what I would do is, I remember my plan was, I want to do VA out-of-state homeowners, right? So they bought the property with their VA loan, which suggests that they lived in it, that it was a primary home, but now they live out of state. So they're probably an accidental landlord, right? Accidental landlords tend to not like being landlords very long, right? And so if it's a VA loan out-of-state homeowner that's longer than, call it 10 years or 15 years, something like that, right? So the house is probably a little older. The loan is amortized, so maybe there's an assumption or a, you know, sub two kind of thing there, and they're out of state. And so I would send the postcard to the, you know, the address that was out of state, and I would say, it would do the handwriting, font, and be like, hey, this is Buddy and Kimberly. I'm a Marine stationed in Camp Pendleton. We love your house, stationed in 29 Palms. Love your house. Would love to buy it from you. We can pay cash. And that's it. And I got about a 30%, Matt, a 30% response rate to postcards.
Wow.
2% is like what you pay people for. Like you try to get a 2%.
I was going to say. 2%
is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that particular hyper niche strategy, I got a 30% response rate. We ended up buying several properties that way. Would I do that now? It depends. Postcards are pretty, I think postcards are coming back a bit. In the past several years, they were, man, were they saturated. So, like, yeah, I wouldn't have done it in the past several years. I think in certain areas, I would be okay sending out postcards now. The pay-per-click thing, right? The Facebook and the, you know, pay-per-click ad campaigns. I don't think I would do that right now. I feel like it's too saturated. The tried and true method that I have found for buying deals, for getting the best deals has always been, I have a network of individuals. They're either real estate agents, they're bird dogs, they're developers, they're property managers, they're attorneys, real estate attorneys, probate attorneys, code enforcement officials, all of those key people who they will be able to identify deferred maintenance. They'll be able to identify probate sales, off-market deals, pocket listings, all of the people, right? And this goes back, you're going to see a common theme here for me for network, right? Which is wild because I'm an introvert, but like I'm going to promote, no matter what, build your network, put as many friends in your life as possible, right? People whose lives become better when they make your life better, right? So like, I don't know if you ever read Freakonomics, but like you definitely should. It's an awesome book. And it basically talks about how human beings, we operate off incentives. Whatever you're incentivized to do, it's likely that that's what you're going to do, all else being equal. So if you can fill your network with people who are incentivized to do things that also make your life better, then they're going to do that. You don't need to coerce them. You don't need to pay them, right? So for instance, I ran into a guy, and I like doing business with friends, with friendly people, right? To me, it's, if you're an a-hole, it doesn't even matter how rich you are. It's a non-starter. I'm not even going to entertain the conversation, right? But if you're a good person and you're high integrity and you're a nice person, then yeah, let's figure this out. So there was a guy named Matt who fit that description, and he had a turnkey rental operation in Memphis, Tennessee. And this is, 2017. I had a whole group of military and Marines, like Marines, Army, Air Force, so on, friends of mine that had followed along my real estate journey. And they were like, I want in, right? I want to be able to get into this. How do I buy properties? Where do I find them? And so I told Matt, I said, hey, you've got all these properties that you want to sell. I've got all these buyers. Why don't you provide these properties to me and I'll vet them and I'll teach people how to run the numbers and everything. And then I'll bring you buyers and you just give me a little piece of referral fee, basically. So I didn't have to pay him. I didn't have to like coerce him. He needed somebody to help him move his inventory. And I wanted to build this. One, I wanted to make some money. And two, I wanted to build a network of people, of my friends, that I could help improve their lives. And so we did that. And that's how it started. And 2 years later, we'd purchased 300 properties from them collectively. We're just normal people. We're just Marines, So surround yourself with people. And so I guess the answer to your question is, where do you find deals? The most tried and true common method that I have for finding deals is building a network of people that are incentivized to deliver deals to me.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. My best deals, I mean, I can definitely point to a couple deals that, you know, have been home runs or grand slams that have been direct to a seller or a sponsorship group. But most of my home run deals have come from, you know, brokers or investors or people that I've got relationships with that know, like, and trust me. And, you know, that's honestly the most fun way to do business as well.
It is. It is. Know, like, and trust is awesome. What a great, you're so right, man. Like, they know you, meaning you've had conversations. They know who you are. They know your integrity level. They know you're not going to screw them over, right? They like you, meaning you're not an asshole, right? So, like,
I cannot
underscore the importance of not being an a-hole. It's very, very important to be friendly, right? Yeah. And like, it's not all about you. Just be nice and be generous, you know, and trust, right? So that's such a huge part. And that's one of the benefits to having a community that's built around military and veterans, because inside the veteran community, integrity is mandatory, right? And I'm not saying that all veterans are people of integrity. They're not. They're humans like everybody else. But what happens inside our community, if somebody acts out of integrity, which is rare, they get crucified. I mean, it's a wolf pack. Like, you get torn apart and bye-bye. Never to be invited back again because you broke the code, right? And so I know that's unusual in the civilian world, but in the military, there's a very high accountability process for that. You know, definitely, I would say, you know, you want to build your network with people that you know, like, and trust, and that are incentivized to bring you good deals. And you're right. It's like, when I do a deal with you and you're my friend and you get paid a commission, like, I've now kept it in the family, right? I've done this thing. I've made my money, whatever. You've gotten your commission. Your life's better. I just had a guy literally just text me, and he was like, "Hey man, I was able to send some money to a family member who's struggling right now. And I just wanted to let you know, I never would have been able to do that before we met." And he just said, just text just now. Right. And it's like, you know, that's the stuff that makes this, that helps you create fulfillment in your life as opposed to just income.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fulfillment that you get from making money, boy, there's a slope, isn't it? Like, it's like right at the beginning, you're like, this is the greatest feeling in the world, making all this money. And then it gets to the point where it's like not even fulfilling at all to make money. It's like, it's just not.
Yeah. You know? Once you have
there has to be
it.
Something more.
Yeah. Once, I mean, I remember when I exited my hotels and I had more money than I'd ever imagined I'd have in my life. I also felt kind of like lost and blah about it. But it was when I got reconnected with my mission and what that money can do for me and for my family and for other people and for the things that I'm passionate about, that it completely, that perspective changed it all. So I can relate to that for sure. In regards to military, is great at creating a lot of foundational habits and disciplines that I see certain people translate into their life after the military. And it really plays a major role in unlocking great success, productivity, relationships. What have been some of, whether somebody's military or not, some of the skills and disciplines and habits that you've carried with you from the military, and maybe it's mindset too, that has really played a major role in your financial freedom journey?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest one. So as silly as this sounds, I have a movie, really. It's a series of movies that I've kept kind of at the center, the lessons from it. I've kept it kind of the center of my mindset when it comes to, even before I was in the Marine Corps, and especially after I went to Afghanistan and beyond. And that's the Rocky series. Right. Rocky Balboa. Right. And, you know, everybody knows the story. I don't have to recount it. But basically, the main theme of it is Rocky is not a great boxer. Like, he's not a great technician. He's a great fighter. He's a warrior. There's a difference. Right. He gets the hell beat out of him every single time. But he refuses to give up. He refuses to let adversity stop him. He refuses to quit until his mission is accomplished. And I can tell you that that is the mantra and the mentality that I've adopted, because I'm not the most talented, like, and I'm not the smartest, and I'm not the fastest or the strongest, right? It's very, very difficult, especially when you get into, I went to the Naval Academy. That was the school I went to, the U.S. Naval Academy. And my God, you want to see a group of superheroes. Right? I mean, God almighty, like they're so smart and they're so fast. And it's like, they're like multi-letter, multi-sport athletes. And they got 100% on thermodynamics tests on the same day that they give a speech that like is worthy of Obama. And it's like, and they're good looking at the same time and humble. And it's like, bro, like, how do you build these people? They're superhumans and I am not. And so I remember thinking, my God, like, one, I'm just grateful to be here, like breathing the same air. It's crazy, right? And second, I will never quit. One, because I have only food stamps and WIC to go back to. Like, I grew up in on welfare, right? So I was like, I ain't going back to that life. Yeah. And so, but the second is, as long as my heart is still beating, I can keep moving forward, right? I'm going to keep fighting as long as my heart is still beating. And when my heart stops, then I'll fight another fight on another front, maybe in another life, right? But in this life, right now, as long as my heart is still beating, I'm going to keep moving forward. And I will tell you, whether you've served in the military or not, whether you face extreme things like combat or not.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
The adversities you face in building financial freedom and building and buying hotels or in renovating houses or in doing whatever, having a podcast, anything that's outside of your comfort zone, anything that goes wrong, anything that's frustrating and just you just look at it as adverse or it's even traumatic. It's not as bad as you think. It's not as bad as it can be. Let me put it another way. It's not as bad as it can be, because think about this for a second. You and I are sitting here doing this thing, and maybe you've got all kinds of stuff that you're dealing with, right? Or someone listening to this has all kinds of stuff that they're dealing with. But you're hearing this, which means that your ears work. What if you were deaf? What if your ears didn't work? Just that simple thing. Mm. How different would your life be if that simple thing that we take for granted? For me, it's my eyes. Like, the thought of being blind is terrifying to me. Every single thing that I take pleasure in, for the most part, involves my eyes, right? And I think to myself, okay, I've got this property and this contract. This happened to me last year. These contracts just totally screwed me over, right? I lost a lot of money, and it's frustrating, and it's embarrassing, and it's all that. Right? And I look at that, and I think when I start getting really down on myself, I start thinking to myself, okay, how much worse could it really be? It could be a lot worse than this. I could be getting sued. And I could have a judge say, yeah, he's right. Not only does he get the house, but he also gets everything else you have. That would be worse than this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What if I'm thinking about this and I'm driving at night through my neighborhood and, you know, a little kid runs out in front of me and I don't see him until it's too late and I accidentally hit and I hurt the little kid and then I go to jail for something that was a total accident. That's possible. Would that be worse than this? Yeah, that's not happening right now. You know, when you have a nightmare and it's the worst nightmare in the world and then you wake up and you're like, oh, God, thank God. Thank God that nightmare just was not true. My life, this life that I'm tempted to be depressed about or frustrated about, is so much better than what that nightmare scenario was that I just woke up from, right? So maybe it's a macabre way to deal with my problems, but I will tell you, you can ask my wife, I don't freak out about much. I have a very steady, even keel when it comes to dealing with problems. And the reason for that is because it's nowhere near as bad as it can be.
Mm. Perspective.
And that's an almost universal truth. Yeah. So combine those two, right? I know that was a long roundabout story, but combine those two, the tenacity and the unending decision to never quit moving forward until my dreams are realized, combined with the perspective of it's nowhere near as bad as it could be. And I should be grateful for how good it really is. Mm. That's how I build business.
Love that. Now, I know you have imparted a lot of this wisdom and many other people in your community's wisdom into the lives of many people, specifically veterans, which is a big, big, you know, driver in your mission. You guys have created 33 millionaires. Talk a little bit about the people who started from W-2 and have really been able to make that transition. And what are the strategies? What are the investment steps? What's the timeline that you guys are seeing that other people might be able to see themselves in or a future in with some of the stuff that you're exposing individuals to?
So the most extreme, which is not, it's good in terms of it being inspirational, but it's not very useful from a practical planning perspective. The most extreme is 2 months with Justin, right? So he did this massive wholesale deal,
hey, it's possible.
Made a ton of money. All 11 investors wanted him to manage them as short-term rentals. And so he created a management company at the same time. So now he's running a management company, plus he's got that, right? And so that's extreme, but it is possible. One of my favorite stories is a guy named Taylor, who he was 27 years old whenever he joined our community. And he went through the training program we have called the Real Estate Investing Accelerator. And while he was in it, now bear in mind, he was a captain in the Army at the time, right? Active duty. And, you know, a captain in the Army doesn't make that much money, not enough to like pile a ton into investments. And so all he had was a $30,000 career starter loan. So he had 30 grand in the bank, but a loan that, you know, that was attached to it. And he decided that he would have to use creative acquisition strategies, but he was going to build, right? And so he started with a VA house hack. He used his VA loan to buy a house and he rented out two of his bedrooms to fellow soldiers and they paid for his mortgage. So he never put a single dollar down on the house and has never paid to this day a single dollar of his own money to the mortgage. It's VA house hack. Then the second one was he was walking around his neighborhood and he found an old dilapidated house and he did a skip trace and called the owner. And it turns out that the guy was gone through a divorce and, you know, he was just wanting to get rid of it. So he actually did a sub-2 on it. So he took it subject to the existing financing, which was very, very low interest rate. And he said, can I buy this from you for nothing down, but I will take it subject to the existing financing. I'll renovate it and then refinance out of it. And then you'll get paid out. And the guy was like, yeah. And so he did that, took zero money, renovated it with his $30,000 career starter loan. And then he refinanced it into conventional financing, freed it up. And then he did a bird deal on his third one, which is when you buy it, and then you renovate it and then you refinance it and then you rent it out and you get all your money back out. So his first three deals, zero money invested. And he continued to do that and then did it with a small apartment complex. He was 29 years old last year, turned 29, got out of the Army, moved with his wife down to Florida, and he didn't get another job.
Mm.
Taylor is not yet 30. I don't think he's 30. He may have turned 30 recently, but I don't think his name's Taylor Wing. You can look him up on YouTube and Facebook, Instagram. He was in the Army. He's less than 30 years old and financially free enough to not have to get another job. I just had a kid down in Florida. I love Taylor's story. And he's a heck of a nice guy. Super nice dude. Right. So, hey, I look at those and I'm like, man, Taylor did it in like 3 years. Justin did it in 2 months. took me 13 years, but like, you know, you know, there's your spectrum for you.
Yeah. I mean, that's
surely
that's,
you can do it faster than I can.
Totally. And that's one of the reasons why I love real estate is, you know, based on your goals, your timeline for when you want to get there, there's a strategy, there's a vehicle, there's a path for everyone. There's, I always say there's a perfect business model and plan for whatever your goals are. And based on where you're starting and where you're trying to get and how quickly you want to get there, there's a plan for that, right? You could, it's a, really, it's a math equation and you can reverse engineer that math equation. So I think it's getting clarity in that. And also, right, like you said, being connected to the right people, having the right resources around you, those are really good ways to make sure that you don't do anything catastrophic. And you can also accelerate getting yourself to where you want to go. Now, what are you seeing out in the market right now? What opportunities or lack thereof are you seeing and hearing and feeling in your community? And what's kind of that current pulse from your perspective?
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I was about to ask you the same question. And I would actually like your brief response. I know this, I know on podcasts, the hosts tend to not want to do a lot of the talking and I respect that, but like, okay, good. Yeah. So for me, you know, I have not, I've done almost entirely residential real estate, residential and apartment complexes, not commercial in terms of office space or whatever. I will tell you that the common consensus around all of the people that I work with, and a lot of them are commercial investors, is that there's going to be opportunities coming in the commercial world. You know, as teaser rates expire and as interest rates, you know, blow up and office spaces get repurposed. And so buying severely discounted commercial space and repurposing it is one that I think is has definite legs. Right now, interest rates are still high. And, you know, 60% of the current mortgages in America are sub 4%. And most of those are sub 3%, which means, in my opinion, there's a massive opportunity for sub 2 and creative financing. Yeah. You know, if you can take over somebody's 3.5% interest rate, you can pay them a lot more money than somebody else who has to get a 7% interest rate. It's just 100%. Math. Right? Yeah. So I think creative acquisition. I also think that there's opportunity if you own property to sell using seller financing or selling on a wrap. I'm literally doing this right now. I'm selling a property in Memphis. I've got an underlying financing of 2.875 and I'm closing next week. I've sold it for, you know, I bought it for 127. I'm selling it for 199. I've got an underlying financing of 2.875 interest on it. And it's amortized a couple of years already. And I'm selling it and carrying back 70% of the purchase price at 5.75. And so if you think about that, when it's all said and done, my net amount is only slightly less than what I'm getting right now as a rental net, but all of my headaches go away.
Yep.
And because my underlying interest rate is 2.875 and it's already amortized 2 years, he's paying more interest on his note for me than I'm paying on my underlying note, which means as time goes on, I build equity in a house I no longer own. Tracking? For those of you that don't, that aren't getting that,
subject too.
It means in 10 years, if he sells and he pays me off entirely, my underlying note is so much more paid off than his note because I gave him a higher interest rate, which means I get an additional payout when he pays off the house and I get cash flow. So I get to free up my equity without sacrificing my interest rate. I get cash flow, which is what I want. And then I get an additional payout on the back end. Right. And I've got a bunch of these. A lot of people have a lot of properties with really low interest rates.
Yep.
And so why wouldn't I sell them all?
Yeah. I know a buddy of mine that he's one of the guys that taught me how to, he's in his late 60s and he was doing subject twos and AITDs and mortgage wraps and all kinds of creative stuff, you know, since the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not new. This stuff has been around a long time.
He taught me how to do my first few subject twos. And I mean, when you can do right mortgage wraps and you can start getting on the other side and, you know, playing that arbitrage game like that, right? You're taking that delta on the debt in addition to all of the other benefits that come along with it. It becomes a very, very loop. And it's not as difficult
it's very simple. It's not always easy to execute for people because they can't wrap their head around it. But when you understand how simple some of these creative, you know, finance strategies are, it can be such an amazing way for individuals who couldn't make a deal work to create a win-win where everybody wins in the process.
That's the key. And if you're wondering, hey, you know, what is there any market independent advice that you would have that will work, that worked in the 1800s and will work in the 2200s? It is learn enough strategies for acquisition and for exit to where you basically have this toolbox full of strategies, and then you listen, and you build rapport, and you empathize, and you become a human, right, to the seller. Like, listen to them, care about them, want to solve their problem for them first, and then structure the deal second. So if you do that, they can feel it. They know it. They know you're actually trying to help them. And if you can't bring yourself to actually want to help people, then please do not be a real estate investor. Like, just, you know, do something else. Because, like, if you lead with value and you lead with compassion, then the deals structure themselves. Like, what I mean by that is the seller is so much more willing to do deals and meet your terms and take a risk and all of that stuff if they feel like you care about them, mm-hmm. you know? And so you figure out what their problem is, and then you have this, you know, suite of different tools yep. that you can use. And it's like, okay, this will solve their problem really, really well, and also make me a ton of money. And they're going to be happy about it because it's really solving their problem well. Whereas a standard straight line cash offer, maybe yep. that's not solving their problem.
Yeah. Right? That's why I always like presenting people with, you know, two or three options. So that way I'm not, because it's, how many times do people assume what is best for somebody and it's totally not, right? Yeah. Or what yeah. you would think, that's not going to make sense for them. Like, that's benefit me in a whole big way. But at the end of the day, it still solves their problem, takes the stress. So assuming what is right and what is best for people, I have found the options eliminates that and allows them to organically explore many options that most other people aren't presenting them, which is a value add. And two, they opt into which one makes the most sense for them. And like you said, when you have all of those different tools on your tool belt and you can put them into play based on people's situation and circumstances and motivation levels and where they're at, as long as you can execute on those, you become a major asset to that individual by becoming a problem solver, not just with one, but two or three, right? So I love that, yeah. you know, you are bringing this up because I think so many people think that creative finance is, you know, so, so challenging and difficult. Just like any strategy, you need mm-hmm. to lean in and learn it and master it.
Learn it. Mm-hmm.
But that being said, once you know these things and you can rinse and repeat them over and over and over until, you know, the end of time, it can make you a lot of money and create and solve a lot of problems for, you know, individuals. Mm-hmm. So I love that you're bringing that up. And I know you guys talk a lot about this in your group, your community, all the stuff that you're putting out. And many people, whether veteran, you know, focused or not, may want to engage and learn more about what you guys got going on at White Feather Investments and some of the education you're putting out. Where's the best place for them to reach out and connect with you guys?
Yeah, well, so on that note, so we have, like, we basically want to support, our mission is to support anyone who serves and sacrifices to support the American dream of freedom. We want them to be able to live that American dream. Okay, so with that in mind, there's a lot, right? So it's service members and their families, right? So military veterans and their families, and police and firefighters and first responders. Basically, anybody that preserves and protects our American way of life, we believe deeply that they should get a shot at living the American dream of freedom, right? That's it. If you want to just package it up, that's it. So really, if you or anybody in your family has served, then by all means, you know, please feel free to come check us out. And we have two, White Feather Investments is our core sort of group of people. It's like the hardcore training we do. It's like teaching people to build businesses. It's like, that's like the, think of it in terms of this. White Feather Investments is kind of like special forces, right? Hard to get in, specialized training, very high expectations and so on. Our larger group, the free group, right? It's free to join, and you know, there's information and there's networking and there's everything there. It's called Veterans for Financial Freedom. right? So the easiest way probably is just to go to veteransforfinancialfreedom.org or .com. Both of them go to the same place. And then you can learn about our community and you can like click on there and fill out your information and join the community. And you'll get invited to, we have masterclass calls that talk about VA house hacking or increasing your disability benefits, or there's an opportunity right now through digital real estate to like create $1,000 a month of passive income with no money, just that you have to put in like about 10 hours worth of setup. And that's like $1,000 a month of passive income for like a year, right? And it's a really, really, really cool program. But we go over that. We just had a masterclass on that. We have in-person live events and stuff like that where we bring in speakers and all this stuff, and it's a no pitch zone. So anyway, there's all kinds of really cool stuff like that, but probably the easiest, I mean, you can look me up on socials, Buddy Rushing, right? You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You just type in, Buddy Rushing Real Estate probably.
Yep.
But then veteransforfinancialfreedom.org. Go there and learn anything you want to learn.
Yeah. We'll be sure to link all that up on Buddy's episode, millionairemindcast.com. If you guys want to grab the links, head over, check out all the great stuff they got going on. Buddy, it was great connecting with you today, brother. Appreciate you coming.
Yeah. Dude, great podcast. Very cool.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that interview. And if you did, all I ask is that you take 2 minutes and leave a review in iTunes, where by doing so, you're also going to get entered in to win a $100 gift card. Don't forget to share this episode out with somebody else that may need to hear it or may get some value from what was talked about in today's interview. And for those of you who are really looking to accelerate your wealth building journey, you want to unlock more financial freedom, you want to get more time back, or maybe you just want to level up your life, your business, your finances, be sure to head over to millionairemindcast.com and check out all the amazing products and resources that we have for our Millionaire Mindcast family, whether that's one-on-one coaching with me, mastermind events, downloads and checklists, the Rich Life Planner for those of you looking to take your goal setting and productivity to the next level. We've got all kinds of great, valuable tools. So be sure to check those out at millionairemindcast.com. And last but not least, if you're not on my weekly text letter and you want to be the first to know of exclusive updates and offers, in addition to behind the scenes access to a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, that I'm investing in, be sure to join by texting the word notes to 844-447-1555. With that being said, thanks for listening today. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.